Mr. Walter Ricker, and,
Tuesday's all right, 5:30 if that suits you. If not, we'll work it out some other time.
5:30 p.m. fine. Suits me. Now, I'll need an excuse to get in there. Why don't we just say that since I'm working on this Citizens Crusade against poverty, that's why I'm coming in to talk to you.
They won't believe that. Do you have to come in on the record?
Well, I keep it off the record.
That's what I'd come in the Southwest Gate and wouldn't let anybody see me. They come in and out all day long, and
and
if I got caught, I'd just say, well, you're supposed to be at this poverty signing, but you had some recommendations on some of the things, and you couldn't be here because you were busy on other things, but you came in the first chance you could. But I wouldn't let them know it, because I think they'll think that there's a crisis and that I'm taking sides.
I prefer not to have them know it.
Right.
So I'll come in the Southwest Gate. I'll be there at 5:30 sharp on Tuesday.
All right. Now, they just tell me that we're having hell up to Atlantic City with your man Rao. I sure wish you'd make him behave.
Well, look, Joe Rao is going to behave. I can assure you.
Well, they just called me 2 minutes ago.
I'm going to disown him if he doesn't.
Well, they just called me 2 minutes ago, and he's demanding they got a reception room there for 300 or 400 people, and he's bringing in the wives and the children, and he says that he hasn't got enough of his people. And normally, when you have a credentials meeting, they have the credentials people sit there, and the representative of the old line delegation and their lawyer, and representatives of the new delegation, their lawyer. But he wants to breed these Negroes that he's got into these regulars from Mississippi all in one room, and he can't get them in the room with the press, so he wants them to move it to a big ballroom across town somewhere, or maybe in the Haim Motel, and they're just a hell of an argument up there now. About nothing, just absolutely nothing.
That's really nonsense. I'll call there. What hotel is it?
I damn fine know. Wait a minute, I'll ask Walter Jenkins. He was calling me, but don't tell him this coming to me, because it makes a great thing, but just tell him our boys are really worried. Let me hold it just a second. Hello, he's gonna get it. I don't know. Maybe I better get your judgment on these things. He's looked like trying to start a row and get more on television. We can. I think the more we get, the worse we are. But I think we ought to have as much harmony as we can. And I think that the Negroes are really just murdering themselves over the country. I lost 10 points in New York last week on the poll there. And every place we take it, it's cut.
The more commotion, and turmoil, the more we pay for it.
And it's Goldwater picking it up. We're not. Now, what they want to do, they want to make them move this so that they can get their wives and their children and all of the big debt show. And Joe feels very emotional about it. Now, our people say that they go cause them trouble. They have to go and move to another room. But that if they're going to get a compromise out of him and get him to agree to not just ruin the election for us, that maybe we ought to go along with him. My experience has been on these things that when you try to put a cop on a tea kettle, sometimes it blows off, and sometimes you have to give men a little rope. Yeah. On the other hand, I just hate to see it cost us.
Let me call through there. Let me say this. I talked to Joe Rao, and I talked to him as seriously as I've ever talked to any human being, and I says, look, Joe, we've been friends for years. You're our lawyer. And by God, if you don't work this thing out on a sensible, reasonable basis, then you and I are going to part company because I'm in the president's corner on this thing all the way. Now, I said, if you need a little time to maneuver this thing, to bring your troops with you, that I understand. But when the chips are down, we expect you to go along with this compromise. He said to me he would.
Well, that's all right. Then what we better do, what you better do is just say that you're hearing reports, radio and others, and that it looks like it's getting tense, and what is the problem about the hearing, and
why are you doing
I think maybe it...